wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Oh, I'm having that thing in my ears again. Oh, my God. What's that all about?
Now, here comes the music.
We've got a technical right out of the gate.
What was the thing
I was
in your
having,
ear?
I was having a right left. We had it a few weeks ago. I had a
more gremlins in your. I didn't have my ears on.
Right left balance issue. My gosh! Hi everybody, welcome to Studio C. It's a Tuesday night. It's the middle of May. It's already the middle of May. Good gosh, where's the time going?
I don't know.
I never know. Where do they put it?
Do they store it?
I don't know where it came from.
It
I don't
somewhere.
Know where it went.
Yeah.
Can't get more of it. I know that much. We cannot get more. No matter how many Groupons, no matter what you got. No more.
Or an optimist
time.
Might say that there's always more.
I mean, we're running out of time so fast that Bill Nye the Science Guy is swearing at people at this point. Like, he's like...
That was only a matter of time.
Right. Yeah. I'm not mad at it, though. Anyway, hi, everybody. It is
I
a
like
Tuesday.
I like that he let himself go. Go with the science.
Oh, he's got... Well, he has to. It's science. Well, you know, because it's based in fact. I mean, science is. Not a lot of people know that. Apparently,
yeah, facts. Your facts, not mine.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how facts work now. You can have yours and I can have mine.
Oh, well, they're alternative facts. Right?
I have different facts than you do.
That's what Kellyanne Conway calls them, the alternate facts universe there. Well, okay. Well, like you say, you know, what did the lions eat?
Yeah.
On the ark. How'd that work out for you?
Answer that question. I'm good.
We might figure out a lot. Plus, in all the picture depicted, the depictions of them boarding the ark, it's two male lions.
Yeah.
There's that issue. I mean,
maybe there was a surrogate.
Well, one of my favorite things that, and it's an argument that's almost 500 years old, might even be more than that.
Ooh, that's all old the earth is.
Yeah, exactly. A day or two later. The paintings of, like, the depictions of Jesus and the disciples and all that, people are like, oh, they painted one as a woman. Okay, this wasn't, like, in real time. This was 1500. This is not a snapshot.
Right.
This is a picture someone drew 1500 years later and made somebody slightly feminine. He didn't know anything.
Right.
He didn't have some like there wasn't some whisperer or some secret book. Like it's just a picture, sweet kids.
Yeah. Well, not a picture.
I mean a painting.
A painting, an artist rendering.
If you will.
Yeah. Drives me crazy when people are like, "Well, it's depicting this." It really isn't depicting anything.
It was a court reporter, it was bored.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There was a little bit of time between what happened and when someone decided to draw pictures of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that the rest of tonight's show goes as well as it is built up in my head to be, because I feel like I'm rested, I'm coffeed up, I'm already into a bottle of champagne, you guys have a couple beverages. I know you're on sinus
drugged
medication.
Drugged to the tits, yeah.
Could go. I don't know what Marnie's got going on. She's building a bridge in the kitchen already. I don't know. What is she doing? Ryan, what are you doing?
Well,
all right.
She's building an arch.
She's moving in.
Don't forget the lion food. And
yeah, exactly.
Building an ark, I see. Yeah. By the way, Marnie, don't be feared. If you may cross paths with a roommate somewhere. I think he's here, but I'm not sure. Just, you know, if an attractive young man just walks through the kitchen, just acknowledge and move on.
That would be
okay.
New.
Okay. Okay.
All right, there we go. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome again. It's show, what is this? Show 386. My gosh, if you're keeping score.
I'm not.
Nobody really is. So I guess we just get it right down
to... Oh, my God, my eyes.
What happened?
That's how red my eyes are.
Oh, look
Jesus
at that.
Christmas. Wow.
I thought you were crying for a minute.
I've got some clear eyes. Wow. If you'd like some eye drops, I've got those.
We may have to clear eyes this.
Okay, we can get
I looked at that, I was like, what the fuck?
I just thought you were stoned.
No.
Oh, also, I jumped to tears. You jumped to weed.
Well, it seems to be
we can make either one happen.
Yeah, I'm exactly. Like,
which would you rather cry or get high?
Uh-huh.
Which one today?
Well, at this point, I feel like there's just tears running down my face anyways.
Well, would you like to summarize how your allergy season is going with what you've been up to lately?
Sure. We can do that. Well, a mystery was solved. Oh, we got to wait for Marina.
So uh-oh.
Well, we had a card or a letter from...
Oh, there's an envelope. There's the file folder.
Right. Now, we realized at the first commercial break that this was not a real person, that... But we did make the assumption that it was Meow Cal.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out it was Joe.
Oh.
So Joe got me a card.
Wow.
To thine own self be true, to the rest of the world lie, love. Homka? How are we pronouncing that? Homka?
Sure.
Sure.
You're making all the right sounds.
Yeah, and then happy birthday in Russian. And then a picture of the cat. Every my cell shouts happy birthday.
I see.
So it came with artwork.
Okay. So now, Joe, what you've done is that you've now made you yourself suspect number one in anything that ever happens again. Clearly, that's what you've done.
But, I mean, we had convinced ourselves.
That was creative, though.
Yeah, very well done.
Thank you.
And the fact that we had...
And he'd mailed it to him. He'd mailed it somewhere, so it got a postmark or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah. That's not...
I mean, he made the Russian, like, the Russian Federation stamp
on it. Yeah, the Russian Federation...
Didn't it get mailed to Mesa or some bullshit? Yeah. Yeah.
So clearly it journeyed to Mesa. But wow. I did want to know about that Russian Federation thing, because that was... I remember finding that very cool.
Somewhere in here, yes. I just moved that off the table just today. When I was in here earlier preparing for the show, I did have a couple of the Gummy Bears, which was enjoyable too. They're still good. They seem to be good. Do those ever go bad, actually?
I imagine they would dry out at some point.
Yeah. They have not. But, well, we'll find that and we'll ask questions about it. But I decided to replenish. Now, I don't go to the Costco, so I could only get a lady size. Not the whole family, but just the lady of the house.
I see.
Portion.
Personal stash.
Of the Albanese cult.
Oh, but are there purple ones in there?
Hoof-flavored citrus. You think I didn't check the fucking bag to make sure there wasn't a...
There's
you
a purple the, one
you
on there.
A purple cult
But you haven't opened the bag yet.
I left
yet.
Them unopened.
Well, you feel free to open them. We can merge them.
I got
them.
Us new corn nuts for later.
Because we can never have too many.
And then...
You know, I should learn to change the description of... When people say, hey, what do you guys do on your podcast? I'd like to join in. I should just start telling them, do you like snacks?
Yeah.
Because
we just describe snacks.
We just eat.
And that's and then I was very excited to find out that Uncle Biff, local business owner from San Diego...
Okay.
Owns Uncle Biff's California Killer Cookies on, Virginia-ish in University, right in the heart of Hillcrest.
Okay.
It's been there for close to 30 years. Delicious cookies.
How have I never heard of this?
I have no idea. We've never been with me. Lots of fun memories of going in there and like just having fun with them. And
right.
One time Harrison got invited to the back and she helped make the cookies one day.
Cool.
And he's just a charming fellow. But it had been years since I have spoken with the actual Uncle Biff. So we have one in Phoenix now on 7th Street and like Rose Lane.
Up north of Bethany.
Yeah, north of Bethany. And it turns out Uncle Biff grew up in Arizona, went to school with the gentleman that owns this particular establishment. And he had the one in Pacific Beach, the one in Hillcrest, and then they opened this one. It's been there for about a year. I was in my car driving to Tim's house, Tim's new place, and found, I saw Uncle Biff's sign and almost wet myself.
Oh.
Realized based on the time of day that they were long since closed.
Oh, is that it's just a morning?
No. Actually, they're open later than I thought. I think they're open till like 7 on weekdays and 9 o'clock on Friday, Saturday. They know their customers.
Okay.
So I got us to enjoy. This bag has the actual original chairs. Uncle Biff's killer cookies. They're like all kinds of shit in there. They're delicious. Okay. And then I got us a couple of my favorite, the peanut butter and then the peanut butter chocolate chunk ones.
Oh, I'm not mad at any of your choices right now.
Very exciting.
But they're so good. And it's such a cute little thing. And in San Diego, you have to buy like a little carton of milk from the cooler to get your milk with your cookies.
Uh-huh.
But here, God bless these motherfuckers, it's like a water dispenser.
Oh.
And it's milk and chocolate milk out of a dispenser, like a soda fountain.
They know.
Oh.
Are they next to a dispensary by any chance?
they're next to a very fancy gym, which made me laugh.
That's very funny.
Like a super fancy fitness
place.
Okay,
wow, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Culinary.
I'm busy.
And attitude.
Yeah. Arcs don't just build themselves anymore.
She's spunky.
Right.
Ryer
Snippy
is.
And brought knives. I'm not sure how to
the Lord's not helping her.
My bad. I should have noticed the knives more.
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, well, we are ready for
Oh,
my gosh.
I heard you and I'm like, God damn it.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Diabetes. Marnie's brought in not one, but two cakes.
I think the fan is going to be your...
Two cakes.
Actually, Marn, you could, if you kill that switch right there, it'll just kill the fan over there. Just kill the fan for a minute.
I guess I never realized how high that fan is going until we tried to build a fire to
wait
on her.
Tunnel.
Do not sing the song, but thank you so
do not,
much.
Do not sing the song.
So we have a triple chocolate and we have a red velvet because someone was hungry for red velvet.
Maybe and, you.
Yeah, there are two more.
Wow. Oh, mm. That's.
I mean. Yay! Birthday!
Yay! Thank you.
Still getting birthday wishes.
Yay. So it was also my birthday. So if you want to flash.
Oh my God.
So first you can show the picture with Joe and the.
So this proves. Okay. So this proves the collaboration.
Right. So there's Joe. The card's cut off there, but that's a happy birthday in Russian.
Got it. Which you just held up.
Yeah,
I see.
We went to the actual physical location of the Chenin Walk today.
Oh, I was trying to identify by the interior of that, but I obviously haven't been to the Chenin Walk for a long fucking time. And then this is your, this is from Saturday night? Yes, Saturday night at the Cobalt.
So this is Saturday night.
What a lovely picture.
Yeah, pretty late in the drinking, the portrait mode of the iPhone several.
And I'll get that.
So that's my friend Jenny.
One of those.
Frequently mentioned on the show.
Yeah.
And my friend Emily, who recently engaged and just bought a house and.
Good on
Very
her.
Exciting. And the other gentleman is Clayton.
Yeah, you might recognize me from my other things I do in town. The interesting thing when I met these two young ladies, by the way, Jenny, if you're looking at the screen, Jenny is on the left and Emily is on the right. Jenny, who apparently I'm for 10 years or we have just not ever met over the course of time.
Right. She and, did not make it late to the later parts of other the later parts of other, I don't know why I'm doing it this way, but this is how I just
I don't know how you're doing it either. She was, it was interesting to me for as long as, I mean, clearly she knows you, she's listened to this mess of a show, yada, yada. She was,
intentionally, I
believe. She was very inquisitive, which I thought was interesting, like, asked me a lot of questions, like, well, she's been wanting to ask.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
And, I mean, we worked together, she and I have worked together since the first day I worked, my very first day, and when I changed apartments, nine plus years ago, I went specifically to the department where she worked.
Oh,
we always worked together, but now I went to her department.
Okay,
where she's the main doctor at night, or one of the two main doctors at night, and she's just fantastic. She's a fantastic human, and you know sometimes we'll talk about lives and what we're all doing. Sometimes during procedures or stuff, you get off topic and you don't always talk about exactly what you're doing. And people come up, things come up. She has the season tickets, and she's listened to the show a few times. It's been on for a decade now. And then she just coincidentally has season tickets the same day of the week.
The same day
do.
And time, right?
Right. You guys were talking about that on Saturday.
And so she's always curious. She always loves meeting people. You know, I finally met her husband like a couple years ago. Now we all, you know, now all of a sudden he goes to everything. So it's fun after him being like held separately.
And pardon me, the two other people that joined us when we went outside, the really soft-spoken young lady and Kevin, the guy that was with her.
Thank you.
When we were out, we moved outside.
Uh-huh.
They also work with you in the hospital. She's a very soft-spoken young
lady. Oh, Casey. Yes, Casey and Kyle.
Small.
Yes. Casey, yeah, she's hysterical. She's like this little firecracker of a human.
How do you hear her? Does she talk louder in the hospital?
No, yes. Oh. I've never heard anyone describe her as soft-spoken, but that's...
In fairness, the Cobalt is awfully loud.
Not on the patio, though.
But, yeah, but even I can hear the other girls well, but that girl is a very soft-spoken young lady, or at least in that moment she was.
Yeah, but super sweet. Her husband's a police officer.
In local, I didn't realize that until...
in Tempe, and he was one of the people that, was on the... Lovely. Am I going to get arrested for this? Sheet.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my gosh, Mar.
You could have handed it to me times first. It would have been fine. I survived.
Mar,
I got tough enough skin.
Did you slave at home and make this?
Of course I did.
Well, I know.
Yes.
Or did you find your way to a bakery?
Homemade at
AJ's,
isn't it?
AJ's.
Oh. Well, they do fine work.
Let's just say they're fucking AJ's.
I have a fork.
Mm-hmm.
So then, just an example of like the level of allergy
lovely,
season
thank you.
Happening here. Hello, Mama Di.
Hi, Mom.
This fucking cactus.
Yeah, where is that?
So, anywhere in the goddamn city.
Oh.
I have lived here.
Isn't that the prickly pear?
This is the level of things that I did not, that are just blooming out of control from all this fucking rain.
And they're beautiful.
I did not know that these things turned purple and then got flowers all over them.
Oh, sure.
Gorgeous.
I mean, this is one in a seriously dead backyard where like no one is watering or caring for it. In Scottsdale, where the actual like landscapers are, there are like flowers everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's what started this whole thing. Was,
oh, not
I think
at
we
my
talked
house. All my stuff is still
weeks.
Dying.
Yeah.
Well, my pole cactus is by the front door. They bloom as well.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's cactuses that I'm like, I know they had a goddamn flower on it.
Look at you. You've lived here half your life, and you know all of you're learning
We've
more.
I've never had this much rain. I have never seen this much rain before.
That is fair. We were talking earlier, right before the show, in fact, that when did we move to San Diego? Because it's, or Seattle? Because it,
yesterday? Whole last week, I keep walking outside going, it's a little damp, and it looks like it might sprinkle, but it's 75 degrees. What in the fuck?
Rain, cloudy.
And I love San Diego. I'm not mad about it.
Oh, no, I love it, too, but it's like...
No, it causes this.
Well...
Yeah. But yeah, you're having a hell of a time.
Get to 105, kill everything.
Sure, then we'll
move
on. That's
you. It causes none of that here.
Daenerys this shit, you know what I mean? Burn it the fuck down.
Listen, I can't.
Dracarys.
So what happens to you, Alfie? Where the hell that come from?
Well...
So it gets to 115, it kills everything here, you're fine. Then you take a vacation or a weekend trip to the LA or to the San Diego. Do you get it there?
No. It's only here because things that should never cross-pollinate in nature. No one else does this shit with trees.
Yeah.
You don't just go pick trees up out of nowhere and plant them. You plant
And when it's been dry for so long and then it hits it, all of a sudden it's like, goes what are these
nuts.
Spores?
Like, yeah, those fucking yellow things that are everywhere. And that tree outside your house.
What the hell are those?
I feel like those are new.
No, so I know that, but I'm with you. I know that I've seen them before, but there is a ginormous one two doors down from me.
Oh, the trees with all the yellow dust?
Obviously has been there, right. Obviously has been there.
Right.
I believe those are Palo Verde trees, and they're everywhere.
Mine is not Palo Verde. Okay. Mine is the balls. That makes a carpet.
Oh, yeah.
That's the evil fucker.
I mean, they're gorgeous, but it's yellow.
Because the Palo Verde trees always bloom. They don't bloom like they are this year. Mm-hmm. This year's fucking nuts.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I remember seeing a yellow flower here and there, but now they're lining all
it's
the
just
streets.
Yellow.
It's, everywhere.
Yep.
But that fucking tree next to your house is, again, we need you to set it on fire.
Yeah.
The neighbors will be upset for a minute, and then they'll realize, oh, it's better.
Because we don't live
as
under
as long as it doesn't get their house.
No, I don't want anything to happen to their house.
I want it to happen to mine. I want it to get hit by lightning, fall slightly east, and take out the back half of my kitchen so I can get a new kitchen and a refrigerator.
Okay,
I don't know if it's going to hit the refrigerator.
As long as there's a plan.
Wow. Wait a minute. That's a long way to the refrigerator.
I'm not saying it's actually going to hit it.
Oh.
But according to the insurance company,
I see.
It hit the guy. I hate my refrigerator.
Are these the same insurance people that...
No, they're all new.
Oh, they are all new. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because...
I was uninsurable for quite a while.
Years ago, yes.
I was going to say, because how did you even get insurance?
No.
I mean...
But he did not go without a television, I'll tell you that much.
Ew. Don't be foolish.
Why would he do that?
No shit.
This
Don't
is
be
silly.
Foolish.
No.
Is he breathing? That's awesome. Needs a television.
Is he awake? Sure.
I mean, Netflix training. It's very, very serious.
Oh, by the way, Netflix, if I'm not mistaken, season 5 has been fully released to the Netflixes in regards to the Schitt's Creek. So it's all there on the, on the Netflix, should you need it. Anywho, let's see. So you get your birthday and Kitty Cat or Marty, whoever wants to go. It's free for all.
Kitty Cat.
Oh,
okay. That's
everybody's getting new names today, Ryer.
Nope, I'm good with that. You're
Allie
just
and Kitty Cat. It's not going well so far.
It's almost
no.
It's almost Kate and Allie.
No.
I'm not going to that cat drama. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
That's a thing we're doing now?
I feel like no. The 80s cop drama.
Well, now we should turn on a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hit that button, girl.
It's like the day I was at a staff meeting. Somebody tried to do the whole, everybody put your hands in and cheer. And I backed up and sneered at it. I recoiled, yes. Sneered at it and said, we're doing that now. And I got up and left the meeting.
That is not the meeting I signed up for.
I'm a real team player.
Yeah.
But yeah, somebody put his hand out. Like, everybody hands in. I was like, ooh.
I'm not touching.
Next thing they'll do are those fucking inspirational posters. And you'll just say no.
Hang in there.
As long as it's the kitten, I'm super okay with that one.
Hang in there. Generic cat.
That kitten is awfully cute. Doesn't matter how generic he is. He's a kitten and he's cute.
Got it.
I'm on vacation and I don't give a fuck.
Well played.
We may not even make it to the show with Kat Carlson.
I may just get up and leave.
Drop the mic.
Right, boom.
We've given her sugar now.
Yeah. Push it to the side.
I'll pretend I'm going to get another beverage and then I'll just not come back.
I won't show back up.
I'll just pack my things and leave.
I'm
going to broadcast.
I'm taking my toys and I'm going home.
But no, it's a lovely feeling to leave work and go, I don't have to be back here for like 12 fucking days.
That is delightful.
Fuck you.
That is
a lovely
thing. It's a lovely feeling. Yeah.
It's also a little bit apprehensive, I would think, because on day 13 from now when you walk back in and realize... the fuck did you all do?
It'll be fine.
Okay.
They're going to do the same dumb stuff they do when I'm there. And they have to clean up after themselves, so who fucking cares?
I feel like they take 2 days off and they move everything in the building.
Yeah, right.
I go into the supply closet and I'm like, what the fuck happened in here?
Yeah.
Well, and then you spend like your first day back having to redo everything.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I take off of work, the people that work like on a shift with me find a new appreciation for me. Oh. Like, I usually come back to, oh my God, don't ever leave again. Please don't.
So you're a morale builder when you leave. Mm. Like, everybody gets excited about their jobs and all because when you're there, it's better.
When I'm there, it's better. They get excited about my job because when I'm there, it's better.
Right. So somehow you're building bridges by leaving.
Sure. Whatever it takes, I'm going to leave often.
All right.
Yeah. Got trips planned all summer. I'm leaving often. Fuck this work.
I'm
business.
I'm out of here.
I don't want to do it.
I know this upcoming trip does not involve a beach, but I'm assuming one of your trips this summer will involve some sort of a...
Yes. The next one involves a beach. Okay. The one after that involves an RV.
Okay.
Very exciting things are happening.
I'm concerned about the young one and trucks. That's really all I care about.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we're going to get our own like RV. He's going to be beside himself. Oh, I'm renting an RV in July and driving it to Idaho with the wife and kids because there's a family thing. I have people that live in Idaho. We just go there.
No, I get that. People live there. I understand.
Yeah. Which people that I'm related to that want to see me once a year.
Bitch of a drive, though.
No, it's not that bad, and we'll do it in 2 days because we've got people that we can stop over and see.
Yeah, you got to go through the mountains, though, right?
You do. We go up the 17 and then wind our way up through Page.
To like, the east.
Kind of northeast a little bit of Flagstaff, yeah.
Yeah, and then go around the canyon that way?
Yep. Yeah.
And then southern Utah up. Yeah.
And then we get to I-15. If we wanted to, and it doesn't actually add that much time, we could go through Vegas and be all highway.
Oh, right. Yes.
And with the RV, okay. We might.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I don't have to go up and down the mountain like 700 times. I can just go.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm.
It's all highway out.
The only way I have ever come down to on the eastern side is with that like end of the road bullshit where you go through Valley of the Gods and all that mm-hmm, and Mexican mm-hmm. Hat. And I'm like, not on an RV.
You'd be surprised.
We did that in S10, and I was like, oh, it's a certain death. Certain death.
No.
Hey, Jenny.
Are you getting a 35-foot? What are you getting?
No, I'm just going to get a little 25-foot Class C, the kind with the bed over the cab.
Oh, sure.
Just a little. There's just the four of us.
So the dining room table folds down to a...
It folds down into a bed, right.
It's a one-ton
truck.
So
there's a bed over the cab, there's a bed in the dining room table, and then there's usually a bed in the back, and that's all I need. I'm really looking at like a 25 to 27 footer. I don't want anything longer than that because I do have to, on the farm when we get there, I do have to drive it, wind it all the way up the hill to the pasture, so.
All right.
The pasture.
I know.
And do you hook up to electricity or water or what happens?
No, we'll be out of that. So we literally camp in the pasture that is the backyard of my grandmother's house. So the house is right there. Like we're basically sitting in the backyard. I don't rank enough to get power. There's a hierarchy.
I was going to say, I'm like, okay.
My parents get power. My Uncle David gets power. Even their baby sister doesn't get power. Like, I'm pretty far down the food chain.
Oh.
Wow.
Would you like to take a generator with
you? Yeah, right.
No, and it comes equipped with a generator. Like, if I needed one, there would be a generator. But for the minimal, like, phone charging and whatnot that we'll need, I'll just mooch off of Mom and Dad.
Got it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Mom, I'm plugging my phone in your house.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, and my grandparents are plenty older, so we don't... We pretend like we are actually just camping, but it's much more convenient for my grandparents who don't actually have to camp. Then they can sleep in their own bed and have the conveniences and the comfort that they need.
There's a shower nearby and a place to plug in your phone. Right. I'm all about this. Camping sounds very legitimate.
Right. And I've gone the past 2 years just by myself, and I've mooched off of my mom and dad in their giant, like, fifth-wheel RV.
Right, yeah.
That's basically a palace. But this year I'm bringing the whole tribe, so I had to bring my own... Had to bring my own accommodations, or I was sleeping in a tent, and that wasn't happening anymore.
No. Mm-hmm.
I've gone to great lengths this year to not sleep in a tent twice.
Mm. Yeah. Especially with four people.
You should.
Because four people camping with one person in charge now.
Because this weekend, I'm supposed to be camping in the mountains of Utah in May, where the forecast is snow, like literal snow.
Oh, shit.
Boston snowing.
Walmart.
Oh, that sounds awful.
So the best part is, when they planned this, I again recoiled and turned my nose up and sneered when they said, oh, there's sites for tents over there. You could sleep over there. And
excuse me?
Excuse you?
What the hell?
Show me that map. Oh, look at that. There are condos right there, walking distance from this camping place. Oh, look how cheap they are. We're going to book one.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And my grandparents said, well, that's a great idea. And my sister said, well, sign me up. So I have roommates.
It's a lot less people intense.
So yeah. I'm camping in a condo.
As God intended. Let's just say it. That's what God meant when he invented camping.
I'll go camping as long as it says Hilton on the outside of that tent.
Yeah. It's going to be lovely.
Camping is a Motel 6. Sure. Let's just be fair. Like, real camping? I don't know.
And they even got some fancy ones of those.
Yeah. I'm all about sitting in the chairs. I'm all about the fire. I'm all about the wilderness.
Yes, I am
the sleeping accommodations is where I come to a full stop anymore.
The bathroom accommodations is where I come to full stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm even flexible on that.
Hand me a shovel, and I will hit you over the head.
Exactly. That's and I will show you the weapon you died with.
You will see what's coming.
However,
I promise.
Very rare is it that I could sleep in a condo but still have to shit in the woods. So,
okay. That's a super fair point.
So as long as my sleeping accommodations are up to par, the restroom should also
be
on
really
that
funny.
Level.
Now go outside.
Exactly. No, same shovel.
Here's a beautiful pillow top. Queen-size bed.
That's a test.
Now go shit you will
in the street. Wow.
World War I pot of porta potty.
Nope.
Right.
I have to tell you, speaking of the Super 8s Motel 6s, if they're the same people, if they're not, my apologies.
They're different people.
They're different people.
One of them motherfuckers.
Similar. Same building.
Has on that ride down through Utah to go around the east side of the canyon, somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And the last time I was there, it was the only hotel for like 200 miles. So it shouldn't be that hard to figure out. I think it was a Super 8. The most comfortable bed I have ever slept on in my entire life. And the greatest night of sleep I have ever, ever had.
Mm. We
checked in there in the middle of the night, driving down, went a little bit too far before we realized... We can't drive anymore. Stumbled across that, checked in, closed the blinds, went to sleep. It was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, but we've been driving since the morning. Went to sleep, woke up leisurely like, oh, God, I feel really well rested. What a comfortable bed this was. Oh, midday.
Wow.
Straight up slept like 12, 13 hours.
They charged you for an extra night.
So walked up to the front desk and they're like, well, hello, Mr. Perkins. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know who I am? They're like, you're our only guest.
You're the only one who hasn't left yet.
No. There are many a horror movie that starts that way.
Right, we were the only ones there the night before, too.
Oh,
this hotel is in the middle of nowhere. They must be there for some... There must be something that happens there in this Garden of the Gods.
I think that would frighten the fuck out of me. You're our only guest.
Welcome, Mr. Perkins.
I was like, so I guess I'll just help myself to the coffee since it's mine. Yeah.
And it's poisoned.
Can I take this whole picture?
Yeah. And then we finally opened up the shades, and there was a horse pasture, like an actual horse field behind the hotel.
So it was a nice experience.
Yeah, it was absolutely lovely, and it was very restful. And I feel bad that I don't remember if it was a Super 8 or a Motel 6. I feel like it was a Motel 6, though.
It's just a number.
But, oh, my God, the bed, though, was...
That's fantastic.
Trying to think of where it is because I feel like I've driven past it.
It's all.
I'm sure it can't be hard to find.
All alone in the world.
Yeah, just get the satellite out.
Is it in that desolate section of 89 between like Lake Powell and Flagstaff?
Yeah, it's like
in all that like
north of Mexican Hat and Garden of the Gods is like the nearest thing there. I think it's called Valley of the Gods, not Garden of the Gods.
Correct.
I don't think I know what that is.
You wouldn't, because it's just...
I don't think I've ever heard that phrase ever
Because
before.
It's where the land doesn't meet anymore, so the Grand Canyon's not there, but the elevation change is.
I see where you are.
You start off up here, and then you have to come down a cliff face, and you're in a carved out... That's what I was saying about a van.
Oh, I see. Where were you going when you drove that way?
We came from
Colorado?
Seattle. Yeah, and we just came down to see everything, but we came through Idaho and Utah.
So you came sightseeing that way, because that is not the best way.
No, it's not at all.
Oh, thank God.
I wanted to... We were trying
you were
to
just looking at things.
We were trying to do the Thelma and Louise tour and go through Monument Valley. We went through Monument Valley.
And that is lovely. Like, all of that is just gorgeous out
so
there.
So we had it timed to be at the right time of night to listen to the Thelma and Louise soundtrack when they're driving through Monument Valley in the dark.
So it was probably a Super 8 on the reservation. That's why there's nobody around. Like,
because
there is nothing between Valley of Gods and the 40.
No.
Like, nothing. It's all reservation. That's where you were.
I know that I've never been there.
And Mexican hat was the first thing that resembled a town. And it's because the rock formation looks like a sombrero.
Okay.
But of course, we couldn't say sombrero because we got to anglicize it. So they called it Mexican hat.
Sure.
Just killed
me. Oh, I get it.
And like, you know, that also has a name besides Mexican hat.
Sure.
Yeah, that's lovely there. But that's not at all how I would drive to go to Salt Lake.
And it was just because I was accompanying a friend back and forth to Seattle.
Or any kind of a Winnebago kind of thing, right? Like, it doesn't
sound... Oh, no, that doesn't scare me.
Blow up the map and look at what that road does.
No, I know.
It's carved out of the face of the
That's why it doesn't sound like something I'd want to be driving.
And we got, as we were driving south, I kept saying, because it kept saying like danger, 14% grade, 14% grade. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we have to figure out what this is. And Shane was like, what? I'm like, I have never seen higher than a 7% grade on a road sign in all my years of road tripping. Yeah. Like, I have never seen anything higher than 7%. I don't think I've ever seen 10. I'm like, whatever this is double the grade of a scary road, and there's no hill around us.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, it says valley. We're not in a valley. Like, where are the mountains to make this the valley of the gods? What are we not seeing in this trip? And he's like, I don't know what you're so concerned about. I'm like, every warning sign is telling us something's about to happen, and we can't see it in broad daylight.
I've seen this in the movies.
Yeah, I'm like, but
it's because the world drops out from under you.
Tell them Large Marge sent you.
Right, so you just, oh, wait, that just did it again.
It just happened.
Stereo.
We just lost that right there.
So the we got to,
that was a cool moment.
There was like a big barrier, and then it was like a parking lot that you would look out at this, and this little sports convertible, teeny tiny convertible sports car comes zooming up, and we could hear somebody screaming as they were driving up. And as soon as they made it to Flatland.
Check your mic, because it's mostly you.
Is it my, no, but it's
here.
Now I'm back. That's really weird.
So we could hear screaming, and then we get to the top, and this girl gets out of the convertible and just starts punching her boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
She's like, never the fuck again. And I'm like, we're like, what is this road?
Right.
Because now we could see the land is here, cliff face, the land is here.
Right.
And it's just carved out of the side. So there's things like, there's clearances
there's
that
like
you can't
switchbacks
make.
And switchbacks,
and you're literally in the side of a mountain, and it was terrifying. And we were only in a tiny little S10, like some shitty little, truck.
So it's
that I've owned since it was new, or my mom bought me.
Oh, I don't know that it has, because I don't even. It's not as big as I don't think it's as big as your S10. Now that I think about that, yeah, I don't think it was that big. Like some tiny
the
little.
Fuck was it a Matchbox truck?
Subaru Brat.
You're right.
I'm like, because I don't understand this.
I don't think it was as big as an S10, because I think we would have died at that size.
Oh, why?
In like first gear going downhill.
I'm 100% my father's daughter, because I'm like, well, all the shit that my dad's driven the fucking Winnebago through, I could do it.
He's
literally stopped traffic in Yellowstone because there was some pass that he just couldn't get his rig over, so he had to back it down.
Had to
back it down, like literally like stopped and moved all traffic both directions because he just couldn't get through wherever he was trying to go. Yeah. Like,
I can't even imagine. There were some roads
It's my birthright. That's some shit that I will do in my life at some point.
That didn't end well. He didn't make it through.
He just had to back up and go around. He was fine.
There are a number of places that Aaron and I drove when we were coming. Bless you.
It's never going to stop.
When on the different road trips we've taken, but especially the one going through Yellowstone and... Like, whatever, where I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit like you. Not that.
I'll drive anything. I don't give a crap.
But I mean, it was just one of those where I was like, okay, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
And riding with Aaron, who's a lot nervous about everything.
Yeah.
It was even more, where you're like, okay, no, I'm fine. Everything's cool. It's not a big deal.
No, especially about driving stuff. I am fearless.
Yeah.
We were talking about the RVs the other day at the dinner table, and one of the kids was asking, like, kind of what we were looking at, and would it have this, and would it have that? And we were talking about those big Class A that look like a goddamn tour bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which are very nice, and Sharon goes, well, I could never drive that. I'm like, why the fuck not? You don't need a special license to drive that. It's just an RV. Just fucking get in, and they're automatics. Like, none of them have to shift anymore. Nothing is a manual.
Right.
You know and aside mean? From
nobody shifts anything, even truckers aren't shifting anything.
And you're not doing a whole lot of parallel parking.
Right.
Right.
It's and all, I mean, like all that, pull-through parking. Right,
that road, like the road to Hana thing is terrifying, and then the next 9 miles of bullshit out to the fucking waterfall. I made that.
Yeah, I was remember terrified, you talking
but
about
there's
that.
Buses mm-hmm. going both ways, so I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Two right. buses just terrifying, and I think everybody just made their peace with God. But they made that. It. Right. So I'm like, all right, my one car is going to be okay. You know, as long as somebody's not coming around this corner doing 80, doing his best James Dean.
As long as I stay in my lane and they stay in their lane, we're all going to be just fine.
I think that's the problem, is that it's like with anything. You believe you can handle it.
Yeah.
But then you have some fucking idiot on the other side.
Or somebody riding your ass.
Al, is this what you're talking about?
Riding your ass, yeah.
Yes, that is the road.
That looks lovely.
Yeah.
That does look like so much fun. Oh, I'd be all about that.
Oh, where'd you find that?
Internet.
Yeah.
Sure. The place where everything lives.
I'd be all about that, but not in a
I would take
Winnebago.
An RV up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like it's missing some of the overhang stuff, because that's what... That's
well, I
feels
found
like
one
more
shot.
When you're on it.
Yeah, but... Right, but... Height's a real thing.
Right.
That's not so much a perception as it is
well, but,
a hard
but when
stop.
You're looking at an aerial shot of it...
Oh, no, but it gave you, like... Yeah. If your car is above this, you ain't making it.
I love it. I'm in. I hope to have a lot of adventure stories. At the end of this
song. That'll be awesome.
Places we got stuck, things that we hit, adventures that we had. That's what my
things
dad used to call it.
Yeah, things that we hit and later ate.
My dad used to call it an adventure whenever anything went bad on a road trip. He'd be like, look at the cool adventures. You got your hand in the carburetor, like holding the thing.
Yeah.
Having a great adventure. My mom's sitting there going, no, it's not an adventure. Fucking fix it.
It's the part of the story you'll always talk about, though. Whatever gets fucked up is the part you're going
to
talk about.
Sitting on the side of the road, hand in a carburetor, waiting for my dad to tell me to let go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't remember where we were going.
Right, nope.
Right.
I remember my mom complaining and my dad
and
saying,
I'm not
this
even quite certain where we were.
Yeah.
But,
nope.
Yeah. Don't bother to get the car tuned up. The best part is when it all goes wrong.
It'll run better the further we drive.
Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
How about you, Marina?
Well,
I haven't seen you in a year.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, welcome back.
So good to see you guys.
Yeah. We've been renewed, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. The show's been renewed.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Just showed up on the lot just in case.
Right. I haven't signed my contract yet.
I've driven past a number of times.
Sure, I'm
just
sure
to
you
see,
have.
Just to make sure it hadn't been leveled.
No new signage.
You never know. Anyway, we we're taking a spontaneously planned trip. Spontaneous because I ask anymore, and then planned because she needs it that way.
Right.
That's that sentence.
Wow.
That's fair. Yeah. It's fair.
I mean, it's challenging.
Things that you learn.
You realize that the rest of your life
is that.
Is that now.
It has
Mazel
been.
Mazel tov.
Look, I'm.
Yeah.
It has been.
You're in year 7, 8. You're good.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You're just kind of used to it.
We're just over 8.
Just fucking doing
it. And we're truly, it's like, I spontaneously ask and then say, please let me know within 24 hours.
Oh, I like how you put time frames on it.
Well, I do now because, like, I'd like to be able to get tickets to things or look things up or do whatever. And so it was fairly spontaneous, though. Lea Michele was on American Idol a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And
didn't know that show was still going, but thanks for the update
on
that.
They brought it back.
It is.
Oh.
Yep, they brought it back. And
changed networks,
didn't it? It's on ABC now, right?
It's on, yes.
Continuing to ruin America.
You're all caught up.
Yeah. Okay. American Idol.
Yep. Oh, yeah, good.
Anyway, the Lea Michele was on there and said that she was going to be starring as Ariel at the Hollywood Bowl.
I did see that.
Because they're going to be doing a live
Little Mermaid, right?
The
concert
Little Mermaid.
Staging, yeah.
And Harvey Firestein.
Ursula.
Ursula.
Okay.
And I can't think of some of the other names you guys would know. I just, Kat, thank you. I saw her
leaping into action.
Like,
leaping into action.
I'm so bitter to be missing this.
I just looked at her. I said, "What do you think?" Because as we were sitting there, she said that she was going to be at the Hollywood Bowl in May 17th and 18th. And so I just looked it up real quick, and I thought, "Well, what the hell? Let's see."
Sure.
And the tickets were reasonable. I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl.
It's its own experience, so
that's
fantastic.
That's what I've understood, and I looked for tickets, and I kind of looked all over, and I feel like I enjoyed the tickets that we got. That were there's not a bad seat. It seems we're in the middle, straight out.
Yeah.
Cheech Marin, Peter Gallagher, Harvey Firestein. That's all I got so far.
It's a fun cast.
Yeah, yeah,
it'll be a lot of fun.
The movie will be playing behind, and then they'll be singing.
Oh,
so Lea
gotcha.
Michele's Ariel, and yep.
So do they? Do they only sing, or do they do the dialogue of the movie as well?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, it's a different kind of concert staging. If they're not doing the Broadway show, if they're doing the movie and having the movie play behind,
I know
them,
that they're having it play behind. Different. Yeah, I think it's more different. Just a concert.
Yeah,
I feel like it's more of just a concert.
Do they let the whole movie run?
I believe so.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
cool.
I might be wrong, but I believe that. That's,
I've never.
It happens to be the film's 30th anniversary.
Yep.
Oh my gosh!
Yep. Isn't
that's
that
crazy?
I know. I was like, oh shit. So, go ahead and kiss the girl.
My favorite.
Like it'll be so fun. And Aaron, of course, if you remember from season one of our show.
I like that you think I'm going to remember that.
Well, I think that you will, because we had a correspondent from Ahwatukee that used to call in.
Yeah.
Being Aaron, mm-hmm. Ernie, as it were.
Right.
And she loves the Housewives.
Yeah.
She and the Mr. Early, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She and Buddy right. would go back and forth about that. Anyway,
the Real Housewives of
the Real Housewives
whatever
of
city.
Some fucking city right. where they get nipped and tucked. That's right.
Right, exactly. All right.
And so this, she looked in and we're going to be going to, we have reservations at Sir for dinner, which is one of the Housewives, Lisa Vanderpump. It's her restaurant and they're filming this weekend. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be like Tiffany's.
It's all
right?
the feelings,
I walk up to Tiffany's and they go, yep, she's got nothing in her debit card. Now I'm going to be walking up to Sir. I'm going to stand on their little, like, I don't know, welcome mat, and it's going to be a scale. And they're going to be like, you cannot come in. This all just pisses me off, all this bullshit. So I'm going to hang out in the car. Wait for Aaron.
There was a restaurant in Florence like, I was like...
Download some podcasts. It really helps kill the time.
Yeah. There was a restaurant in Florence, Arizona that I'm like, I am not cool enough to be in here.
In Florence?
In Florence? I was like, what? I thought he was going to say Italy.
I know, right? I'm all right.
I meant Florence, Italy, but I thought that sounds kind of asshole. Let's just think of Florence.
But you did go to Italy.
I did. And I went to a restaurant.
And don't you forget it.
Yeah.
But don't you recall? But
your whole story's falling apart.
But you did win the Oscar for Moonstruck, and don't you forget it.
Listen, Allie, we're going to get some details.
Let me tell you twice.
That's right. Kate, Allie. Relax.
Kitty cat.
Don't.
I almost shot coffee all over you. Wow.
If there's anything that will literally make me just pack up and leave, it's that.
Now he's promising me a good time. He's shoot coffee all over me.
As long as it comes through your nose.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to go. It was full spit take. Was that going to be?
Yeah, so we're just, we're doing some Beverly Hillsy kind of Los Angeles-y, some bullshit things, and going to Tom Tom, which apparently is like a offshoot of Sir, and it's, we're having beverages there. I'm like, Aaron, you just plan, girl. You whatever. This is my spontaneity for you. So
where are you staying whilst you're there?
We are, so when we went to California.
Six.
Yeah. Right? No, it's the Super 8.
Super 8.
Super.
We'll leave the light
thanks
on
for
you.
Asking.
When we went to Dana Point last year, we
there's no switch.
We stayed at a place called the Four Sisters Inn.
Were they all there?
Nope, not all of them. Only three of them. So I thought the name was kind of horseshit. But
going back to catch the
false
moves.
Advertising.
Anyway, they have it's a boutique hotel that it was absolutely fantastic. It was one of those where we went for breakfast. Aaron had mimosas. It was an all you can drink. We're supposed to be coming home, and I was like, just have another one. And then I looked up a hotel. And it was this Four Sisters, and we went there, and if you called that day in a certain, they were amazing. Are you celebrating anything? We had just gotten engaged, so we went and we did this, like, we're on an engaged tour kind of thing. And they had chocolates on the bed, and we walked through the door, and they're like, with cookies and wine, and how are you? And I was like, well, I don't know, but I'm fucking sold.
Yeah.
Like, I got cookies, I got booze, I got chocolates on the bed. I'm good. I'm real good. And it was just beautiful. They have six, I think. I don't think around the world, but around the United States. And they have one down in L.A., so we're going to be staying there. And
well, the reason I
go
ask,
to the ocean and, you know, all of the things.
Well, one of the reasons I ask is to make sure to find out where your closest shuttle point is for the bowl.
That's what I was going to ask you, actually, because I need to get Aaron's like, we can just Uber or Lyft. And I'm like, no.
You can.
I said I just don't think, because getting out of there, I think it'll be a fucking nightmare.
It is a fucking nightmare. So
I'd rather buy things ahead of time and just do the park
yes,
and ride.
Yes, find out where your closest shuttle spot. There's shuttle spots all over town because they don't want cars in and out of there.
Right. Well, and it showed. We'll do this after. Yeah. But I looked on there and I looked at where Sir is and where we would be leaving. And I couldn't. I had a hell of a time trying to figure that out.
There'll be one.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
But you definitely want to shuttle to the bowl.
Yeah.
But it's a lifetime thing. Like
that's exciting.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah. That's so. And she gets to see Lea Michele. And
it'll be all of you in bloom because they've had as much rain as we have.
Yeah.
Or close.
Yeah.
So get your allergy medicines ready because there'll be fucking flowers everywhere.
Well, last year when we went out to California, we were at Laguna Beach. We went to that pageant of the Masters.
Oh, uh-huh.
Which was undeniably one of the coolest things that we've ever done, that I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And it was just spectacular. And so that, I have a feeling it's going to be similar with the Hollywood Bowl, but I feel like it's bigger.
Yeah. Oh, the bowl it's quite large.
Huge. Yeah. It seemed like it. So, but yeah, exciting. So that's what we're going to be doing.
It just seems like a giant performance space in this tiny area with people's homes all around you. Like
the
somebody's house is right above the bowl and you're like, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Right, right.
And then sometimes, depending on the show,
I would think it'd be great, like to be able to hear.
Depending on the show, you see, they have fireworks at the end.
Oh, okay.
And so we saw a friend and I saw Music of Spain. Turns out there's not a lot of classical music to Spain, so it was a short concert. But
fair enough.
At the end, they did Ravel Bolero.
Mm-hmm.
And they had fireworks going off to it was one of those things where I was just like, oh my god, this is the coolest thing I've ever fucking seen.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they said, you know, there's not a lot of composers from Spain.
Sure.
We know the big one you're expecting, we're going to save that to the end. So if you don't think we're getting to it, don't worry. We are. Right. We have something special planned.
Right.
And they said that for an orchestra, it's not terribly exciting because it's kind of the same thing over and over again. Right. But when you combine it with fireworks at the end
pyrotechnics,
boozy ass evening.
I would think for a 30th because
they just sell you whole bottles of wine there. They don't even fuck around. They just sell you whole bottles of wine there.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. So there is. I mean, we can get boozy things.
Oh fuck yeah!
Okay,
it's the White Women Hall of Fame. I mean, I'm just telling you.
I've forgotten. So where is, because you've got the Hollywood Bowl and you've got the Universal Amphitheater. How far away?
And I'm going to say I don't even know what.
The Universal Amphitheater is at Universal Studios. Okay. And it's a mostly indoor, but kind of outdoor. That's how it gets called an amphitheater. I think the back part of it is outdoor, but the front part is covered. And it's about the same size space. Donna Summer Live and More was at the Universal Amphitheater. Mm. Donna Summer, the TV special, was at the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay.
I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl, and they did not do fireworks.
Sons of bitches.
Well, that's why at some point I want to go to the amphitheater because of Live and More being.
And I did get to, because she did perform there.
Have you ever been to the Hollywood Bowl?
No. Okay. I've driven past it because all the times I've been
there.
LA.
It's right off Sunset.
Mm. We had to go when.
Or that might be the Greek. I mixed the Greek and the Hollywood Bowl up.
No, because the Hollywood Bowl's not far from there, because when you go to all the way to the end of Santa Monica to whichever free, is it the 5, whatever, and then you go up that a little bit, boom, it's right there.
We had to, the closest I've been to the Hollywood Bowl is the parking lot, because that's where we had to meet.
You were given hand jobs for crack?
Wow.
It was before. Well,
$20,
because
$20,
just $3.1991.
Don't get so judgy then.
I won't judge your 80s, you don't judge mine.
That's what I'm fucking saying. No, we had to go there for... when we got to see that last Oprah show, I don't know if it was whatever, and that's where the buses, like, we could park there, and then we had to go to get our buses to be taken
to Burbank, right?
No, Kodak Theater.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. It was the last show at the Kodak Theater or whatever.
After the Academy Awards the night before.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. So,
cool.
That's a close to event, so it's exciting, and that'll be our last minute trip.
Very exciting.
Last minute
very
plan
exciting
trip.
Plans.
Yes. Just
driving or flying?
Driving.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier.
It really is. Yeah. Once you spend, I mean, it's what, 5 hours? Six?
Yeah, six.
Six. And so you spend 2 hours in the airport waiting to get there. Well, let's see. Going with Aaron, you spend 2.5 to 3 hours in the airport waiting. and then
you got to get your luggage.
You're flying, and then, right. I mean, so by the time you just you get to have a great concert on the way there, and
yeah, and you got to go know. Rent a car, and then
yeah, all
the
of
good
it.
Thing
it's
is flying. They fly into Burbank, and bam, 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 you're done.
Yeah,
I mean, you practically land at the rental car counter.
Yeah, I'm okay though. Yeah.
Burbank was a hot topic last week or 2 weeks ago on this show with him.
Plane taxis right up to the rental car counter. It's all one.
Okay.
One unit.
Well, they put I'm the inflatable slide out. You just slide out right into your car.
And then it takes back up.
Because they certainly did not have to, they certainly did not have time to get you a drink on that short flight. So you'll get yours as you ride the inflatable
That's
slide.
Right. They just get out the fireman hose.
Yeah.
Pull it.
Just shoot me with the vodka.
Right? Jenny, we're actually going to be there this Saturday.
Yeah, this week.
So this month. In May.
So this month.
Yeah, this Saturday is
if I understand math correctly.
Hollywood Bowl.
Right?
Yes, I do believe the month of five.
Yeah, right.
The month of five.
Merry, merry month of May.
That's right. So it'll be very exciting. I'm very much looking forward to it.
And we did almost talk about, but miss your mother's birthday. So happy birthday to her.
Yes.
Because we had a show on April 30th all about May Day. And I kept trying to remember to wish her a happy birthday. And I realized.
Sweet. You did not.
No.
Well, she was beside herself.
Because we talked about May Day over and over again.
She was beside herself. And she was like, it's on my calendar. And then I did it. And I'm like, he'll be fine. And yeah, he knows that. You know,
yeah, he's
it's,
not
it's
five.
Good. No, but I mean, that's, that's an important. And I think for her. Memory and just everything else, like that's a big deal for her, and she was so upset. I missed it by a day, she says, or so I think it was just a day.
Anyway. But we had talked about May Day because they were celebrating May Day in India, their version, and I always think of it as your mother's birthday.
Yep.
And we just never the conversation just kept getting hijacked and hijacked. We just never got back to it.
Happens a lot on this show.
And I know. And a happy Mother's Day to Mom and I.
Yes.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Yeah.
All you mothers.
You mother. I love it.
So, what'd you do?
Oh, just the past week. I mean, we were off last week. There was an audio issue. Come to find out, people. Okay. A lot of the show is based out of the UK, but people don't realize it. We are actually doing a live show.
I can be doing this from the UK.
What?
The company that runs our 24-hour feed and does all that happy stuff, they're out of the United Kingdom. You like just listen to yourself laugh on the playback. Is that what you do?
You just fast forwards to his face looking like this.
And then one aspect of this show, one of the software pieces we use, is actually done out of, a guy created out of Australia. Didn't realize. This actually, I'm going to blame all this on my mother.
Okay.
No.
Can I do that?
Mother's Day.
And a happy Mother's Day to you.
No, Mom needed
it's all your fault.
Mom needed an updated iPad. So I reset one of our iPads that we had here, gave her a fresh new iPad, she loaded all of her games, she's good, everything's great. But for some reason, the company that makes that app for us to broadcast just the audio-only portion, they don't have an app anymore for iPad that works, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I was emailing him, going back and forth, all of a sudden just silence, like nothing happened. So I emailed through their website, I emailed him back directly, nothing. I finally found out that the company that we actually go through, Radio.co, out of the United Kingdom, has a feature, and boom, we're back up and we're live and everything's good.
Oh, well, thank nice. Goodness.
So that was part of the issue from last week. And then this week it was, we have a local charity fundraiser. It's called the Sexiest Bartender Contest. Mm-hmm. Really has nothing to do with your looks at all. It is a fundraising event, also coupled with a vodka, which is Tito's vodka, typically.
Lately.
Yeah, past several years it has been. And then the bartenders are voluntold that they'll do this from the respective bars. They start raising money. They have to create a cocktail. They do a talent number of some portion, yada, yada, yada. But anyway, that all wrapped up this weekend at Stacy's with the extension of their spring carnival.
Did I win?
No, you did not. Nobody affiliated with you all won it either. So anywho,
I'm surprised.
So wrap that up and... The fundraiser winner was Danny out of Bliss Rebar, coming in just under $3,000 for his. Then Austin from Stacy's won second in fundraising, but overall won the actual competition with his cocktail and his votes and all that other happy horse shit. So
nice.
And the other cool thing about that was. As I was hosting that event, I found out somebody, I heard somebody out of the corner of my ear say something about, hey, mom, or something. And I was like, looked over, and it was Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. There were a couple parents in the audience, just happenstance, but Austin's mother, aunt, grandmother, like his whole family was there.
Okay.
When I found out which one was his mother, I went up and I just thanked her. I said, thank you for being here. I don't know if you realize what it means. And like, basically, she gave me the lecture of what it means. Of like, all parents should show up. Everybody, da, da, da. It's a blessing to have any child. Da, 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 da. Then I found out that she has a second son who's 15, who also is gay. And it just was interesting. Like, the whole family was just on board. They're like,
I love it.
Like, no child left behind. It was like, we are all on board for all of this. It was great.
That's
so
cool.
It was just wonderful. And as I was talking to her, telling her about my mom and how she's been involved with everything, and fortunately, pretty much everybody that I run around with is close to their families, except Kat. Because she makes sure they live in other states.
They make her sleep
in the backyard.
Oh, I
thought you meant the ones in my house. I'm like, I guess I'm close to them. But, I live in the same house.
She was like, she said, just stop talking. She goes, you're going to make me start crying here in front of everybody. She's like, I get it. She goes, this is a big thing. And I said, and I even thanked her on the mic after that was over. I was like, again, you just don't realize how many people that are here in this event today don't have that luxury. And it's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And she was like, just let everybody call me mom. And which is my mom does, too. She's like, you know, if you need an ear, she's there. I just think it's a great thing to see parents supporting. Thing. But even down to, like, the grandfather was there. Like, we're just...
That's cool.
Yeah, all showed up.
And super rare.
So up until now, he's been a great disappointment? Is that what you're
saying? No, not at all.
This is his greatest accomplishment?
No, not at all. They just came out to support.
Right.
No, apparently...
Finally, Austin's done some good.
No, Austin apparently has been... I didn't know this about Austin. He's been working his way through school. Like, he's got one or two degrees already. Like, he's a smart kid, but he's doing the, I just work in a bar because I have no real responsibilities. Like, he just comes in, he does his shift, and he leaves. Mm-hmm. He's not a manager. He doesn't want
to
do any of that. He's
him.
Focusing on school.
Sure.
And then
have him call me in 10 years.
Well, I don't know where he's going to be, but I just was surprised to,
he's working on additional degrees and still bartending. Have him call me
something,
in 10
I don't know what he's doing, but he's working on some other stuff, but he's going to school, and I'm just glad to see him doing something with his world. Good for him.
Aaron just had a, on that topic, one of the gals, one of her students, came out to her family.
Oh.
Came out to her mom.
No.
And it went.
She now living with you?
Horribly wrong. Yeah.
Oh, no shit. I was just being a smartass.
No.
Horribly wrong.
Horribly. It was awful. And the mother was like, you're the biggest disappointment. Basically, you're a piece of shit. You are not welcome here.
Wow.
I don't want you to be in our lives. You're a horrible. This is someone who is undocumented. Worked her ass off. I mean, just is brilliant. Was nominated and was not expected to.
The daughter,
the
right?
Daughter.
Okay, the daughter.
Nominated, not expected to. We were at prom a couple weeks ago, and she won Homecoming Queen. And
that
was
fantastic.
Just beside herself. And when she came in to Aaron, she was just sobbing about this because she really thought it would be okay.
Yeah.
Especially in today's climate, right? No. So there is still so much work to be done. And hopefully it'll change.
But how old is this young lady?
18.
18 years old.
Mm-hmm. Going to be graduating.
Wow.
Her mom, I'm not coming to your graduation. I don't want to be. She doesn't want to be a part of anything in her life. According to her, with what was said, hopefully it'll be one of those things where she can sleep on it, but fucking, you can't ever take that shit back.
Do you know,
like,
if this young lady has siblings? Does she have brothers, sisters, or do you know?
Yes, that's why she was a horrible influence. That's why she doesn't want her to be around.
Oh, she has younger. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking that somebody would smack mom around and be like, listen,
no,
she's your daughter.
Nope.
Yeah.
She's the oldest.
Oh.
Horrible disappointment.
Terrible.
Yeah. It seriously fucking heartbreaking. And so, quite frankly, maybe living with me. Maybe living with us at some point, and would not mind that at all.
Wow, that's just not wow.
She's 18,
though,
right?
Yeah,
right, and could come and it could. I'm just saying in that regard.
But I'm
so
saying,
it's not,
make sure she's 18.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
Because then the mother will lose her mind for some other reason.
Right. She absolutely could, and still actually could.
You don't want to get arrested for
no.
Harboring a minor.
I totally agree.
Check her ID. Get a birth certificate.
But that is just crazy.
I'm not kidding.
No, I understand.
Okay.
I'm totally with you.
It's coming from a story. You like to share a story with us?
Yeah.
I was the minor. My mother could have found me, she'd have pressed charges.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, sure. Sure. Sure.
Hide her well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
basement closet is best.
Right.
We'll I haven't heard.
Irony, I know.
I haven't heard a story of anybody coming out like I haven't heard a story in a long time that was a bad experience like
I
that.
Agree.
So that's.
I agree. It was really just it was super painful to hear it. You know, because I haven't either. We just keep hearing about these
good stories.
Good stories.
Yeah.
No. And so that was really heartbreaking. So hearing that is wonderful, right? To hear like that his whole family was there.
Yeah. Right. Supportive of everything he does.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So
crazy.
Anyway, have fun. Bummer. Go on.
Where's that? All right.
There you have it.
Well then, I got mice everywhere trying to control everything at this point. So forgive me.
Jesus Christ!
If I get that's not gonna go well.
Well, no. Hey, we're on vacation. Yeah. There's mice in the room.
I'm out.
One, two, three, five, and one mouse works as a duel. So
nope, the one had me out. Didn't even need to hear about their friend.
I don't care if the mouse has a job.
The other three fucking sisters at the inn.
That's why the one was gone.
This ain't Cinderella, Clayton. Exactly. They're not going to build you a dress.
My God.
There's a horrible joke here that I'm going to walk away. We're going to need more mice.
We're going to need a bigger mouse.
How do you feel about Cleveland? All right, let's just get out of that segment by doing our teaser and do hour two. We're going to need more mice. Oh, my heavens. Well, guess what? Porn has been declared a public health crisis.
A large inflatable chicken.
Huh. I hate most of the country right now.
There's a cat that died.
Stiff toll evader ordered to pay.
Florida man wielded a cheeseburger.
Taking mom out for brunch.
Turning meth back into the Sudafed we all need so desperately.
Oh, is that possible?
Politician goes to Pornhub looking for votes and pigeon triggers a speed camera. Oh, the exciting stories we are about to bring you. Coming up right after this break, it's Q-Talk America. Please stick around.
You can't put a price on dignity.
Tell that to your outfit.
This is your outfit.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
Educates.